Viene el centro, Clara, gol.
Wow, can you imagine being that excited about a goal in your life? Andres Cantor, maybe you've heard him. He's a world-famous TV announcer for soccer, some call it football. And goal has a goal. You know, when you have a goal in your life, do you get that excited when you think about it? In life, football's got goal lines, basketball has hoops, soccer has nets, baseball has home plates. What do you have in your life? Because you're bringing it home, right? How important are goals? How does it fit into our Christian walk? And here's the question. How has setting a goal helped you? Would you like to call and yell, goal? Hey, listen, what is a goal that you've set and what difference has it made? I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. We are live. This is the Intentional Living Center.
A goal without a plan is just a wish. So what's your goal? Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson, the founder and president of the Intentional Living Center and your advocate for the family. For the past 3 days, Dr. Randy has been going through his series, Achieving Your Goals. And today we're live, and he wants to talk to you about those goals. So call now, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now from the broadcast studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right. We're not going to wander around here today. We're going to be very goal-directed, and that's what a goal is. A goal provides direction. It allows you to set priorities when you have other things coming into your life that can sidetrack you and distract you, good things even, away from the things that are most important. It's very motivational for many people. And as we think about our goals, we need to think about goals in terms of our own personal and spiritual development, our walk with Christ. How about in our financial arena? Maybe you have no goals. Maybe you're living from day to day. How has a goal made a difference, perhaps in that area, or with your health, or in your family, or your work, or with your kids? We ask the question online, what is the goal you're working on now? And then we ask another question, what goals have you recently achieved? What's interesting, the achieved column was smaller by almost two-thirds from the what are you working on column, because there's so many distractions to really fulfilling a goal and getting sidetracked with a goal. We're going to get to some of your comments on Facebook, but I'd like to talk to you. Maybe you could call and share a little bit about how setting a goal has helped you. What was the goal? What difference did it make? And in your personal life, your spiritual life, give us a call, 888-888-1717. This is the Intentional Living Center, 888-888-1717. Now, as we think about the process of intentional living, as we think about this process, the very first thing that we encourage people to do whenever we're in a conference or working with business people or talking about, you know, living intentionally, you have to start by illuminating, you know, by putting the wide-angle lens of the flashlight so it's nice and broad on the dreams and problems and opportunities within your life. You know, it says in Psalm 37 that if we delight ourselves in the Lord, he will give us the desires of our heart. The problem is, so often the desires of our heart are not in the delight part of his plan for us. They're fleshly. And so we need to illuminate dreams and problems and opportunities. Instead of hiding them or arguing about them or blaming others for their problems, get them out, put the flashlight on nice and wide. But then we move to number two step in our teaching, which is narrowing your goals, and that's what we're talking about today. So often we either have no goals or we have just way too many goals, and in the process, too many goals, well, nothing happens, right? And so we take that wide, you know, that white, wide beam of that flashlight, and we narrow it down. You have one of those flashlights, you turn it, and it gets real narrow and focused, almost laser-like perhaps. That's the power of one thing. That's being intentional. What is the goal? And what difference has it made in your life as a follower of Christ today? Give me a call. I'd love to hear your story. 888-888-1717. And what happens when you get the wrong goals? How does that work? We'll talk about that in a moment as well. Hey, before we get to the calls and a lot of goal-setting help for you today, we got a goal that we'd like to throw out as something you to think about, pray about. It's our Intentional Love Marriage Conference, and you know what? We are just exactly 1 month away from the tour, which begins in Michigan, in Midland, Friday, October 13th, and then in Jackson, Sunday, October 15th. So Friday and Sunday in Michigan, the weekend of October 13th. In Albuquerque, Friday, October 27th, and then Arizona, Glendale and Chandler, November 3 and 5, and then November 10 in Tucson, wrapping up this great fall. It's going to be focusing on goals, how to set goals, in fact, we're going to talk about developing love habits. What are the top love habits that make marriage work? It's going to be a very practical time, a lot of fun. You're going to laugh and learn. And by the way, I heard yesterday that a couple of our conferences, all the Gold Circle tickets are gone. And so we're filling up fast. If you've been waiting, really always feel badly when we sell out and people can't get in. So just a word. Check it out. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. The events are all there for you.
Hi, Randy. This is Karen from Phoenix, Arizona, and I just wanted to let you know that a year ago, I decided to be intentional about my health and start running. I literally could run about 100 steps before I was gasping for air a year ago, and now I'm up to running 10 miles, and I'm training for a half marathon in about a month, and so I run about 3 days a week now, a few miles at a time. It's been an amazing physical transformation and also just a neat spiritual journey because I use that time to pray. I have 4 little kids and I don't have a whole lot of downtime at home, and so this is an opportunity that I can just go out and I can talk to God and listen to God and also get in shape at the same time. Thank you very much for what you do.
That is really good. That's cool. I love that. You know, setting a goal, you're honoring God, you're getting healthy. She couldn't walk 100 paces without being breathless, now running 10 miles. I think of Amy here in she's part of our staff right here, Amy, just probably a couple rooms away from where I'm seated. And she had health problems, and she was struggling with her health, and she decided to get very intentional. She ran, changed her diet, changed her life, and then set a goal. She set a goal to run a full marathon in each of the 50 states in the union. Anybody know how many she's done now? I think the last count was, 15 or 17. Is that what we heard? 17 states now that she's. And you talk about having a goal and achieving it. In fact, she's going to be a part of tomorrow's program. We're going to be talking about health and setting goals there. What a story. All right. What's a goal you've set that's made a difference in your life or has helped you? 888-888-1717 is the number. Let's go to Deborah in Michigan. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Appreciate your call today. How's goal setting made a difference in your life?
Well, like I told the first caller that I spoke to, I'm from Florida, and 15 years ago, I made a decision and I reached for a goal to clean up from drugs, to walk in the street, you know, and get beat up, raped, and all other kind of things. And my life was just a mess. And that one night I went out walking, and I looked up to the sky, and I talked to God. And he answered my prayer. He answered my prayer with a husband that I met there, and he brought me here to Michigan, where he's from. And 3 years later, we got married. So, and I'm healthier now, even though, you know, I'm up in age. So that a little pain is going to come with that. And I believe in the Lord. I believe in his work. I believe what he says because I've learned it the hard way. When I thought I could do it all by myself, I had to go back to where my roots were.
So you got to a low point, Deborah. It sounds like you had, one of those aha spiritual moments, like, this ain't working so well.
Yeah, and I did that for years. And I was tired, you know. I've had my life shown to me a couple of times, and I still was out there. You know, it's hard to come up off drugs all by yourself, so I put God in it. And he cleaned me up.
Good for you. Good for the all of us listening today, Deborah, because no matter where we are on the scale of trying to make it on ourselves, We all have to have that aha moment to realize we're not in control. Ultimately,
That's right. Ultimately,
this is a creation. God has given us our bodies, our life, and we are going to choose. We're either going to follow what he wants for us, what he has for us, what's best for us, or we're going to follow our own desires. That's what Paul talks about in Ephesians, that we follow the desires of the flesh. And when we do, you know, it can get pretty bad, or it can get really, really bad, kind of like where you were a number of years ago. Glad to hear that you're on the right path, Deborah. And you know what? I'm glad you're listening to the radio. How does the radio station, listening to the radio station, help you fulfill what God has for your life?
It calms me down when I tend to get angry, and I'm riding down the street as I am right now. And it's good listening. It really is. And the testimonies you hear, some I can relate to, and some I'm glad I can't relate to. But God is the answer. Jesus is his son, and I love him, and I'm going to do what he said.
Sounds like a plan. Sounds like a goal to me. Deborah, thank you for your call. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Listen, are you doing better without goals? I mean, when you think about it, goal setting, what's a goal that you've set? Maybe for your life, for your finances, your health, your family, your work? Something you have set and been working on or maybe completed, you look back and say, thank you, Lord. It's been something really good. Thank you. I'd love to hear from you. We're live here today, 888-888-1717. Deborah, another Deborah, on Facebook says, hey, listen, made a decision to lose weight, lost the weight, made a difference in my life. Sandy says, regular meditation. You know, that's an important thing if you're meditating on the right things, right? If you're meditating on God's word and the truth of Scripture. Here's another health one. Ann said, lost 15 pounds in the past 3 weeks and still going. Very intentional, and I planned it this time. Yeah, there's always this time. That's the battle, isn't it? Why do goals sometimes not work? We'll talk about that as well. 888-888-1717 from the Intentional Living Center.
My intentional living situation is I'm going to college at the age of 68. I entered as a freshman last semester. I'm working toward building home community living homes for people who found themselves on the street and cannot get into a regular apartment because of the expense. And most of them don't have ways to get jobs because they have no homes, and they can't have homes because they can't get jobs. I don't know how soon this can happen, but I have the dream to build these facilities in a community setting where they will learn more about the Lord. My heart really breaks for them. That's my focus right now.
Wow, 68, right? 68 years old saying, I got a dream, I'm going to go after it. Age should not be restrictive of that. When I was young, teenager, spent a day, met Colonel Sanders, the fictional Colonel Sanders you all see these days, the real one. And he didn't start till he was like 65. And I don't know, he's probably 70 when I met him or so. And he was the Colonel Sanders was, and he does wear the white suit and the whole thing. It was just like you see on the side of the bucket there. Anyway, whatever age, you know, goal setting isn't just for 25-year-olds. It could be for 65-year-olds or 75-year-olds as well. The power of goal setting. Maybe you're working on a goal today, just starting out. You know, just telling people you're working on it is reinforcing the sticking with it. So call us and tell us what it is. We can pray with you, and they'll say, hey, I told everybody this is what I'm working on. A little more accountability. Hey, 888-888-1717 is the number. Now, we just finished a 3-day series on goal setting, and one of the things you heard me teach was about the difference between intention and a goal. You know, a goal is sort of external. A goal is something I look at. I got that goal out there. I want to get that degree, or, you know, I want to start that business, or I want to lose that weight. And you can kind of picture what you want to do, and you see the outcome, but it's outside of yourself. It's external. I think so often the reason our goals fail to ever be accomplished and the reason we give up or procrastinate is because the intention is not right. Intention, right? Intentional living. Intention is an inside job. Intention is the why behind the goal. Maybe you feel like, oh, I got to lose weight. But why? Why do you want to lose weight? Well, I want to feel better. Okay, that's part of the why. I want to look better. Okay, that's part of it. But, you know, sometimes that doesn't sustain you. As a Christian, when we really understand for us as believers in Christ, our ultimate goal, the ultimate why behind the goal ought to be to bring him glory. I haven't thought about that. How do I bring him glory? You know, how do I bring him glory in getting a degree, or how do I bring him glory if I take better care of my health, or I'm better steward of the finances that come in? Well, you stop and think about it, it's pretty easy to see that, hey, God gets the glory when our lives are lived in such a way that we can point to him as the one who's empowering us to live with intention. Now, just be clear, just because you're being intentional, just because you have a goal of losing weight or being better steward with your finance, doesn't, quote, make you a better person, more spiritual, or more saved than somebody else. You don't get saved by doing that. That's a gift of God. But it certainly is a benefit to our lives when we choose to live our lives intentionally with and for him. All right, let's go to Jessica's on the line. Jessica, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, good. I appreciate your call. What have you learned about goals in your life?
I've struggled with mental illness in reference to being the hyper end of bipolar. Mm-hmm. And what I've learned over the last couple of years is that you have to take care of yourself, and that can be consistently a daily thing, a weekly thing, or it can be an hour-to-hour thing. And having the right tools, you can accomplish your goals.
So getting the right kind of treatment, following through, being intentional with all of the resources available to help you. Is that something you've done?
Yes. Mm. Even to the point that I haven't worked and I'm in the process of interviewing and potential of long-term employment.
Well, good for you.
Because I have done what I've needed to get healthy and realize where those boundaries are at, of when to say no, of what I can and cannot do.
Well, good for you, Jessica. We'll be praying for you for increased success and your goals in your life, and that God will sustain you as you continue to trust him every day. And I really do appreciate you calling today.
But the biggest thing is keep fighting and speak for yourself, because you know ourselves the best, and we have to keep fighting because it does get better.
Good for you. Well, thank you, Jessica. God bless you in Michigan today.
You too. Thanks. Mm.
All right. Setting goals. You know, I think about what's going on around the world and the recovery going on in some of our own listening areas. In Florida, where we have many listeners today, and even in Georgia that have been whacked, and Alabama and Tennessee and other places in the Southeast. Talk about goal setting. You know, being able to stop and say, Lord, what do you have for me? You got to set goals. It's a process of setting goals of what's the next right one thing to do that'll bring honor to Christ. And in the midst of a crisis, boy, you got to have goals, right? You get up and you say, hey, this is my goal for today. That's why we talk about narrowing the focus on goals. So often we have all of these goals. I've talked to people, oh, yeah, I want to do this and this and this and this, but narrow it, the power of one thing. Otherwise, we become very scattered in the process. We're talking about goal setting and the power of setting goals to bring honor and glory to Christ.
Doing one thing today could mean a stronger, more intentional marriage in Christ.
We're already seeing a difference in our marriage. I feel that we're much more connected, and we're learning to blend together rather than try to get the other person to see our way of thinking.
Make a commitment today to join Dr. Randy Carlson for the Intentional Love Marriage Conference, coming to Michigan, New Mexico, and Arizona. Register now at TheIntentionalLife.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
That's right. Thank you, Kurt. Appreciate it. We're live here in the Intentional Living Center. By the way, tomorrow, as we wrap up this week, we're going to talk about turning your health around, or I like to call it the you know, we talk about life preservers. You have those on the sides of in ships or side of a pool or by a water. How about a health preserver? You know, just preserving the health you have. Maybe the reality is maybe your health isn't going to like turn around and be fantastic, but to say, you know, I'm on the wrong path here and I'd like to stop this decline, honor Christ. How do you do that? We've got our health coach over the top with health, King Hoover, Mr. Enthusiasm. He's going to be here. If you need a little enthusiastic encouragement about health, this is the guy. I love his name, too. King. Don't you love that? King Hoover? King. King Hoover. Imagine when he was a kid in school. The king is here, you know. King Hoover. Anyway, he's going to be with us tomorrow talking about being intentional with your health. As we think about goal setting, it is one of the steps in the process of our intentional living, what we call our intentional living process, our freedom process. As you really illuminate the dreams, the goals, the problems, the opportunities, that's a whole class in itself. How do you do that to really understand what they are? And then to take those and narrow them down to a few goals, goals that you can work on over the next few days, the next few weeks. It may be goals that will take many years, but it's something you work toward. And then breaking that down into the process of what do you do next? In other words, turning those good intentions, this is a whole other program, but turning those good intentions, that's what they are. At that point, you set a goal, it's just a good intention until you act on it. But turning those good intentions into daily habits. And when you do that, boy, that's overcoming procrastination. It's really a discussion on self-control, the power of self-control in your life. Then there's a whole other class that we teach on how to eliminate clutter, friend clutter, financial, emotional, schedule, sometimes even our thinking and words that we speak, the clutter that gets us bogged down spiritually as well. But we're focusing on just one step in this process. It's the power of goals. And the reason so many people set goals and fail to achieve them is because they stop with setting the goal. And they don't take the rest of the process that we teach. How do you turn your good intention, that's a goal, into a habit, eliminating clutter, and then accountability. It's one of the things we feel we do by radio, through our events and so on, is to develop a level of accountability to encourage you as you every day get up and say, what one thing today will bring honor to Christ? And then do it. I see many of you wearing this wristband that we've sent out around the country to our members. And when I run into a person with a one thing wristband, I know there's someone saying, hey, I know today what's one thing today that'll bring honor to Christ. And that really becomes a goal, an important goal in the process. By the way, if you want to share some thoughts with us on Facebook, the discussions continue. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com. You can get to Facebook there. What are some of the goals people are working on? Janie says getting out of debt and going back to school. Okay, let me encourage you, get very specific. How do you get out of debt? Spend less than you make over an extended period of time, right? How long is that going to take? How much are you going to apply to that? Set that into a specific goal with some measurable steps in the process. Let me see here. Here's Gary. Home ownership is a goal. Been through a divorce, looking to get his own home. Tammy, listen, Tammy said this is her goal, to go gracefully into retirement. That's not easy. That's not easy for everybody. There's a goal. Those are good. Those are examples of goals. Tighten them up into specific action plans, and you're well on your way to being intentional. So join the discussion. It's on Facebook. You can go to theintentionallife.com.
Good afternoon. This is Deborah from Kansas. 3 years ago, I fell down and slipped at work. And the nurse told me that day when she saw me that I was never going to be the same after that. And I am still believing God to restore my knee. I had a uni knee replacement in Kansas. The bone is not growing where it's supposed to be. So every step I take, it's painful. And so sometimes I just lay on the floor and I listen to the glorious music and the glorious teachings And I'm donating today a little bit, but when I have more, I'm going to share more, because God is God all by himself. And he doesn't need anybody, but he wants all of us to take part and to make our faith walking by faith and not by sight. And I'm just very thankful for this radio station. I've been serving Jesus all my life. I started teaching Sunday school when I was 13, got called into the ministry young, and I'm an author, and I just love the Lord Jesus with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, and this radio station is helping me when I cannot get out to go to church, and when the only place I can go is to the doctor's office. Thank you very much, Wendy. God bless you all.
Thank you. You know, I thought she might have said, you know, I lay on the floor and feel sorry for myself. Because that's what many of us would do, right? We have something in our life, left turn we didn't expect, lay on the floor and feel sorry for herself. No, she lay on the floor. She just enjoys the music, the programming, giving God the glory, living her life the best she can to the extent that she can, being in what I call the new normal. Because we all have new normals. Go through a divorce, you're a new normal. Loss of job, new normal. Health problem, new normal. Getting older, new normal. Retirement, new normal. And you better have some new goals in the process. And if you make sure the why is there, the intent behind the goals, that's where it needs to start. Very powerful thing. Hey, listen, I want to thank each of you, men, women, young and old, businesses, individuals, families, for supporting this ministry. We're listener-supported. Can't do this without your support. Your faithfulness every month matters. And something's cool about Intentional Living support. When you support the ministry right now as a new member, monthly member of the Intentional Living, we're going to send you the new member kit. It includes my book, Starve for Affection. It's for couples. Very practical book for marriage. Very intentional. And The Power of One Thing, a book that's very intentional on doing the next right one thing in 9 essential areas of life. And then we're going to also, I said, hey, guys, let's throw into the box, the kit, the one thing wristband that I talk about that I wear. I'm going to send you one. Encourage you to wear it for 30 days at least every day with this intention. Lord, what one thing can I do today or will do today or commit to do today that'll bring you glory? It's our gift to you as you sign up to become a member of the Intentional Living family today. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on donate. It's all there. You know what to do. It's there. Or call 888-888-1717. Press number 4 during West Coast business hours, and our staff will answer the phone. Should be very friendly. I hope they're very friendly. They should be, at least, when they answer. We thank you for your support. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. We're going to talk about health tomorrow from the Intentional Living Center. Thanks for joining us. God bless you. Have a great day.